Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Monday morning, Alan, President yesterday blaming the Democrats and the Mexican government for an increasing dangerous flow of illegal immigrants and vows no more DACA deal.
Yeah, again, we know it's old and we say it again and again. Nevertheless, it must be said he had an electoral victory based on a anti-immigration message to the base. And that base has not gone away. In fact, it's where it always was. So what he has to do is every once in a while he has to walk by the cage and throw some red meat. And here is this guy who said that the DACA was, in fact, something that needed to be done, recognizing that these kids, through no fault of their own, are in the United States and that they don't know any other country, and he feels badly for them. And now he announces, too bad, the Democrats are the ones who blew it. If they didn't give me what I wanted, I presume that's the wall and all the other stuff, then it's their fault. It is hypocrisy of the first order. It is what this guy has been doing all along.
To China, where they've raised import duties on a $3 billion list of U.S. pork, fruit, and other products in an escalating tariff dispute with President Donald Trump that companies worry might depress global commerce.
Well, look, we knew it was going to happen. It's a trade war. Trump is responsible. He's the guy who said you have to do it because of what the Chinese are doing. Half a truth there. There's no question that the Chinese have been taking advantage of American intellectual property and other things. Nevertheless, all the smart money on Wall Street and everywhere else, including most of his party, said don't do this. I'm sure that we're going to see this in the stock market. We already have. Every time he pulls a dangerous move like this, there are ways of getting in the same place without putting these tariffs on that he has done onto the Chinese. What did he expect? They were going to sit there on their hands? And again, I want to say it's not only dumb, but it is perceived as dumb by the very community that have always called themselves Republicans.
Very interesting article in the New York Times under congressional memo, and it has to do with the fact that a few Republicans, Alan, have suggested that the dismissal of the special counsel Robert Mueller could lead to President Trump's impeachment, but it is unclear how. You've said that that could be Trump's only option.
Well, if you're in a corner and you're a certain kind of person, you know that they're coming to get you. The rope is tightening, and you say, okay, what are my options? And this guy, who has now fired his legal counsel, or they have left or quit and left him bereft of that, and is living by his own instincts, to me, one and one makes two. He'll fire Mueller because it leaves him an option. Now, what the Republicans are saying, or the Democrats and Republicans, will lead to impeachment. I don't see it. These Republicans who are in the United States Congress, with exceptions of a few like Lindsey Graham, who I don't think are going to vote for conviction, these are people who got here, got into the majority, have tremendous benefits from being in the majority, and aren't going to let go. You think those people are going to move to impeach the president of the United States when they know he's immensely popular in their base and that their base will, in fact, vote against them in any kind of primary that they face, and somebody will surely come forward to do that? Nah. You know, I think when we talk about constitutional crisis, I've always wondered how that's going to work. Where's the constitutional crisis? Now, if you had a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate, and they said, we'll impeach you if you do this, or you better do what you're told, it would be one thing. But that's not the case. Both houses are in the hands of the Republicans, and I hate to say it. Well, I'd love to see impeachment because I think it's soundly warranted. I think it's going to be a problem with getting it done with these people who want to continue their tenure.
Finally, the budget in New York was passed. The mix of frenzied bill passing went into the night. And of course, one of the articles in the New York Times looks at the budget as a fusillade against Mayor de Blasio in New York City.
Of that, there is no question. This is so unseemly. You know, the one thing that people know about Andrew Cuomo is that he doesn't take prisoners. You know, I've had a certain amount of that in my own life with him. And I can only say that he is a guy who just doesn't let go. So he is after de Blasio with everything he has. Now, why? Somebody's scratching their head and saying, well, why would he do that? Why would he risk everything? Why does he show himself to be this kind of guy? The answer is that I think de Blasio wants to be president, wants to be the liberal answer, and has visited some of the key states where he would have to do well. And Cuomo is infuriated by it. In the meantime, the budget is filled with all kinds of stuff, including one really terrible idea that the state would be in charge of the area around Penn Station. One wonders which real estate interests are in bed with the governor on that one.